T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much to my teammates. Appreciate you guys very, very, very much. Thank you for allowing me, Dawson, to go over a little bit on that.
Dude, you were on fire. The text loved it. Twitter loved it.
I just, like you said, I...
Go off.
I've lived
that. Tear their ass up.
I've lived that over there.
I also feel like the coaches are then often too loyal to the players that they have drafted. They want them to be a success. They probably like them personally. They want them to get paid. So then when it comes for second contract time, it's like, yeah, pay my guy. Yeah. And the coach and the player are high-fiving. You got paid, man. I believed in you. And it's like it's like a doom cycle here from the time the player gets drafted.
Yeah, whether you want to believe this or not, you know, just talking to some folks and kind of some of the dynamics and things. Talk about player-coach relationships, which are we're cool. No problem. Player-coach relationship, great. Some of the problems that Diggs has had is because of things that Al Harris did as a coach over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he was coddling the player. Mm-hmm. That allowed him to do some of the things like, you know, to be late or miss things or not be buttoned up on some things. There's some talk. You know, there's some like, hey, why don't you keep Al? Well, maybe we need to move on from Al.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing. Because of some of the things that were going on. So players and coaches have relationships, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. I really, really don't. But
I do. I don't think there's a lot of room for player friendships or player coach friendships.
You know, it's funny you say that because I saw one that was really actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this, but it was way back in the day. Favre and Steve Mariucci were like best friends.
Okay.
It was kind of at the time I was kind of a young personnel guy, mm-hmm. so I thought it was kind of cool. But you're not wrong. You got to be able to kind of keep things separated.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of these coaches, especially nowadays, that these players don't have like a father figure.
Yeah.
And these coaches become that with them. And everything, it means so much to them when they have some success that the guy saw some good in, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's... I'm with you, though. I mean, I don't think you could always be friends with the players. You know?
I mean, you can have respect. You can be a mentor without being so friendly that you're biased.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't let it get in the way of what's the best decision for the team.
Yeah.
You know, if your buddy that's a player is not playing well and the other guy's better, you can't allow that to conflict.
No,
conflict decision.
Yeah, but there's also that. I've seen this before where the coach says, listen, man, I'm fighting for you. You know, that front office guys don't believe in you.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for you. You know, I told them. Mm-hmm. I told them, you know, you need to be the guy here.
Yeah.
And, oh, thanks, coach. Appreciate it. I've seen this, seen that with my own eyes. So it's unique.
And there's advantages to be gained, I think, by being friendly with the players, by having a good rapport. But, you know, I feel like the Cowboys have a hard time evaluating their own players, and they ask their coaches for help. So that's, I don't think I'm connecting dots that aren't there at all. Like, this is a big issue for them, and they need to go to a more objective Bill Walsh, Jimmy Johnson type of approach to their talent.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Jimmy and that group, though, that was some coaches that knew how to evaluate when you look at, like...
Yeah,
like
real deal.
Real deal, yeah. So, to me, it if you're going to have coaches involved, make sure they know who can...
Like Jason Garrett, son of a scout. There's an evaluator.
I had more problems with Jason Garrett, and he hated me, and to this day, he still does. But I would have loved to work with him, because I worked with his dad, and I do respect his eye as a coach for football talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I do respect his eye for what a good player looks like. You know,
Belichick, son of a scout. Yeah. That's the guy you want also heading up your personnel department. Absolutely.
Something like that. Okay. Arizona Cardinals.
At least when it came to pro talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Might have failed in the college draft. Yeah, but they were always picking in the 30s.
Yeah. Well, they did some crazy ass stuff. I told Lombardi, I go, man, you guys did some crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, you know, I go, oh, you acted like you were smarter than everybody else. Just stop. Stop it. Okay. What you need to know about the Arizona Cardinals offense? We'll do the defense tomorrow. This is one of those games, though, where, to me, I kind of feel like if Jacoby Brissett was playing, you might really get lit up in this game.
Wow. I've read that. I've read in Arizona where they think Brissett might be better than...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Murray.
You watched the tape. I mean, clearly throwing the ball better.
Okay.
Clearly throwing the ball better. But the mobility fact of it, or running around fact of it, it's Kyler Murray. It's Kyler Murray, scramble man. Kyler Murray, like, ducking under a rush. Kyler Murray moving around, but...
He's like Super Mario with the turbo hit. He just nutmegs him with his own body.
It's amazing how he escapes, and then he gets to the open field, and it's like he's just kind of cruising, and it's like a 28-yard gain.
He's a patented Gavin Dawson wiggly guy.
When's the last time the Cowboys... I come on here every week and tell you about running quarterback. When's the last time the running quarterback has beat this team?
Hurts week one.
Yeah, week one.
Yeah, so I that's what I'm saying. Maybe
they haven't needed to run.
Saying. Probably Kyler Murray might throw for 500 yards in this game. But he will. But Brissett's the one guy that actually is throwing the ball pretty well. I'll say this, though, about their running game is very, very similar to the kind that's still the same. You know, when you talk about Clayton Adams being now here, they're still trying to do Clayton Adams things at Arizona running the football.
Right.
They just don't have James Conner running the football. They have this guy, Bam Knight, that's running the ball. And he's kind of a guy that's got a little bit of some quickness, some elusiveness to him. But you're gonna get the pulls, you're gonna get the tight end pull, you're gonna get all these things of trying to the movement, the down blocks and stuff. They're trying to do very similar what they've done in the past, just without the offensive line coach to coach it up. The thing that's going to hurt them, and it's the same thing that hurts Dallas. You watch the Arizona, you watch Arizona play the Packers. You watch them play the Colts. It's the penetrations. If you could find a way, this is one of those games where, to me, Dallas defensively needs to play downhill. I mean, play downhill. And it's, if you get a chance, run throughs, the penetration, anything to, that messes with their blocking schemes. Okay, that's the one way that when they get in that formation, that sidecar formation, and Kyler Murray wants to hand it off, and the ball starts going sideways, and they're pulling guys.
You should gap and
just go, just shoot gaps and go for it. You know, because it throws off their blocking schemes. And that's how teams have been able to kind of control them a little bit in the running game. I personally, in this game, would think about, I know I'm going to talk about Marvin Harrison here for a minute, but the guy I really, really want to talk about, though, is Trey McBride. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And Trey McBride, I think you need to treat Trey McBride like he is a big-time wide receiver, because you do see routes down the field. You do see routes along the sidelines. You do see... a lot of their passes go inside. So here's Dallas struggling with their safety play. You know, we've struggled with the depth of a linebacker, ball over the top. I have a feeling they're going to try and attack you in the middle of the field. That's kind of where they live. But I would consider every once in a while going in certain down and distances, taking Bland and putting him on Trey McBride, and then trying to cover Marvin Harrison and Zay Jones or Michael Wilson and those guys with the other corners. Is what I would try and do. I think the guy that could absolutely hurt you the most in this game is their tight end. And I think
he's been their best offensive player.
Yeah, Brissett used him pretty well, but I would take my best defensive back and say, okay, certain down and distances, I'm gonna cover you up with my best guy and play. I'm not saying do it all the time, but I think you have to give him a changeup. You have to give him a changeup, because if you put a safety or linebacker on, they're going to wear you out with this guy. So I would take my best guy and try and neutralize him, and then hope. I don't think Marvin Harrison is what the Marvin Harrison, when we were thinking about the draft and what he was going to be coming out.
Well, he will be Monday night.
He probably will be. But you're right.
Be a great week to have Jordan Lewis, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, you're absolutely
probably
right.
Probably wasn't friends enough with the coaches.
Yeah, they're not going to move Marvin Harrison around a bunch. They're not a big motion team. But when they do, it's kind of like they're, I don't think they're running motion the same way you're running motion. But here you are. You know, you've got a chance. I would say the right tackle, Jonah Williams.
Oh, the former Bengal?
Yeah. Jonah Williams is your guy this week.
And
that means that Flus will put Houston and Ezra Rocco over on the other side.
On Paris Johnson.
and work that matchup.
Strength on strength, man.
Clowney, Williams. So,
yeah, get some good reps over there.
Hey, Nealon, go have fun with Williams.
Yeah, but Jonah Williams, the right tackle, is, I think, where you need to be very mindful of this game.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the GBAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got a little bit of a need for a fix, Wolchuk. What you got for me?
Oh, we got trade deadline intel and just wheeling around the facility. That's next in the Nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.